coming up very soon, coming to Adelaide, is the World Harmony Run. It's a run that's been taking place over the past 21 years. Its goal is fairly simple, and it's in fact spelled out in its name. It's to promote international friendship and understanding. And a team of relay runners from 16 countries are covering more than 15,000 kilometres around Australia with the run. It began in Brisbane on April 27, due to arrive here in Adelaide on the 5th of June. But to give us a bit of a preview and a bit more about the run itself, Kylie Williams joins us. Kylie, welcome to Radio Adelaide. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And for bringing in one of the torches.
Yes.
Pretty fantastic little arrangement, the torch. Let's talk a bit about the run first, if we can talk about it. It began 21 years ago. Tell us a bit about the origins. How did it all come about?
Yes, in 1987, it was initially called the Peace Run, and it started 21 years ago. It was a biannual event and then became annually. And a few years ago, it changed its name to the World Harmony Run. So this year, it's travelling through 100 different countries. And here in Australia, the route is taking, as you said, over 15,000 kilometres and over 3.5 months for a team of international runners from 16 different countries who are coming here to help us run in the relay.
Fantastic. So it's basically looping from Brisbane back to Brisbane again?
Yes, it's going clockwise from Brisbane down the east coast. And just last night they arrived in Sydney. So they've been running for 12 days now since we had a big opening ceremony in Brisbane the weekend before last.
So tell us a bit about the runners that are taking part. Who's involved? Where have these people come from? What's the background?
Well, there's runners of all different standards and from all different countries. We've got people from Czechoslovakia, Iceland, Ireland, America, Canada, Australia. Many different countries, Germany, Ukraine, and people, they've all come just for the single goal of spreading harmony and goodwill throughout the community. We meet many different school children and mayors and community members along the way of the route.
I was going to ask how it all comes, because there's that message that you're getting across with the run. So what happens when you come into a town or a city? There's you know, something organised to happen to meet the locals, or what goes on?
Yes, we have different receptions put on to meet and greet the World Harmony Run team. So I'm the South Australian State Coordinator, so that's what I've been doing at the moment, coordinating our upcoming South Australian leg of the route. So there's mayors who'll come along and meet us. Some of them might run a few steps with the torch or hold the torch and make their special wish for world peace and harmony. And we visit a lot of different schools along the way, and there we have a general assembly with the whole school. We talk to them about the run and how they can bring harmony into their own school community.
Okay. Fantastic. Great stuff. So coming to Adelaide 5th of June, so it was nearly 4 weeks away, 3.5 weeks away or so on. What's the route coming into Adelaide? Where will the runners
be coming? Yes, we're coming down from the hills into Adelaide, and on the 5th of June, that's virtually the only day that we've got a 0 kilometre total to do. So on that day, it's just a full day of ceremonies and visits here in Adelaide. So we're starting up at Mount Lofty at the summit and having an early morning ceremony there with a beautiful view. And then we're coming down to run a loop around the North Adelaide Parklands, where it's dedicated as a Sri Chinmoy Peace Mile. Then we're going up to the Adelaide Zoo and having a ceremony with the staff there for National Environment Day. And then we've got a big welcome ceremony in Rundle Mall at 12:30, and everyone's invited.
And that's
we'll
on
have
the fifth
of June.
What day is that?
It's a Thursday.
A Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll have all kinds of entertainment, performers, an Aboriginal welcome to country, and the World Harmony Run team will run into the mall with the torch, and everyone can have an opportunity to see the torch and hold it and make your wish and join in all the fun and celebrations.
Sounds like all the runners will be glad to get back out running, because that might be the most restful part. That sounds like a pretty full-on day.
Yeah, and it doesn't finish there. The Lord Mayor's offering us a civic ceremony at 7 p.m. that night as well. So
fantastic.
It's a packed-in day.
Now, the torch. You brought in one of the torches. There's a few torches, and you sort of just alluded a little bit to there, but to a bit of the tradition about when people hold the torch. So tell us what the idea is.
The torch is a symbol of hope and harmony, and just to see children's faces light up when they hold the torch or see it, it's absolutely magical. There's such a spiritual and peaceful feeling, and it provokes feelings of hope for the future and happiness. Everyone that holds the torch you know, you just see their face shining with light and lit up with a big smile. It's a beautiful symbol of hope and harmony and of what together as a team we can bring into our own daily lives. Mm.
And the idea is when someone holds the torch, when it's lit, is to make a wish for world peace.
That's right. People from all around the world, Mother Teresa, Carl Lewis, Nelson Mandela, many different, Kathy Freeman here in Australia, have held the World Harmony Run torch and together made their wishes for a better world.
Mm. Interesting. It's a big contrast, isn't it, to the Olympic Games torch with all the, you know, all the turmoil around that. So it's nice that we can at least have a torch that promotes, well, you know, brings peace with it.
That's right. Mm. Because there's absolutely no other agenda involved, we're simply running and meeting people and spreading happiness. So, yeah, everyone is touched in their hearts when they see it.
Fantastic. Tell us a little about the origins. How you mentioned Sri Chinmay that was involved. He was the founder. He started the first run?
Yes, Sri Chinmay. He's the inspiration behind the World Harmony Run and he's the founder. So he is a humanitarian figure who himself is a musician, a songwriter, a composer, an artist, an author, and an athlete. And he promotes athletics, sports, and running as a way for bringing peace and harmony into your life.